Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is heard on 2 stations in Ohio and Virginia, as well as Brunswick, Georgia, St. Augustine, and Jacksonville, Florida. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities, and we sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donation button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, our special guest today is Congressman Mike Hill, former representative for District 1 of the Florida House. We're delighted to have Congressman Hill with us today. We're talking about a variety of issues with the main focus, will America survive? And before the break, we were talking about one of the latest edicts from the federal government is the Biden administration basically denying Christian conservatives of even making application for any federal employment. And Congressman Hill, before you respond to that, we'd gotten into it just before the news break. I believe we have Jim on the line. Jim, go over the question or comment, please.
Dr. Youngblood, Representative Hill, how are you gentlemen doing today?
Doing great. Great that you are.
Doing great. This whole thing is lunacy there. They've exchanged the truth for a lie. There's no way that any male can claim himself to be a female because he's basically denying what he was conceived as. And I can't remember which psalm it is of David there, but basically it says, you knew me and you knit me from inside the womb there, and basically we're wonderfully, you know,
Psalm,
made.
Psalms 139.
139. Thank you, sir.
Psalms 139.
So they're denying this truth, and they're expecting somebody who believes in the Lord Jesus Christ and in the very Word of God that comes in the form, you know, in written word in the manuscript of the Bible there to accept their lie. I've even heard of things occurring now where some of these transgender males that believe that they are women are being confrontational with women who claim to be lesbian and telling them that they're actually trans male, and the community that's already built on a lie is starting to fracture on those very lies that they're believing in because they've been deluded and they've been given over to a depraved mind.
Hold your thought there for a moment, Jim. Congressman Hill, how do you respond to that statement in question?
Jim is absolutely right. Here's the thing about this whole movement, this whole demonic movement that we see. And we can read about it in Scripture. It's not that they want you to accept them and their lifestyle. It's more than that. It's not that they want you to agree with their lifestyle. It's more than that. It's not that they want you to just tolerate their lifestyle. It's more than that. Scripture shows us that what they demand is your participation. Mm-hmm. They want you to participate in their debauched lifestyle. We saw it in Sodom and Gomorrah. We saw it in Judges when the one man was traveling through the night, and and the sodomites surrounded his home as he tried to rest for the evening, demanding that they bring the men out so that they can have their way with them. And instead, he threw out his concubine, who they ended up killing. They demand your participation. They are not satisfied with just acceptance and tolerance. And we see it even today. That's why they have those obscene drag queen shows, because they don't just don't want acceptance and tolerance. They demand your participation. They can't just do their own filthy acts within their own home, within their own private confines. Instead, they want to parade it down the streets, and then that's not enough. They want you to join in the parade with them. They want to have your children join in with them. And if you don't, you're considered a bigot, intolerant, and now we have a government that will even arrest you for it. It is insanity that we're seeing right now.
Absolutely. Jim, thank you so much for your call, for your input, and your spot on with your insight of what is taking place. The key to it, if I can wrap up the thoughts for just a moment, the key to what we see taking place is the sodomite movement, the LGBTQ agenda, is an absolute attempt to defy God in God's creation. God created male and female, created he them, the scripture says in Genesis chapter 1. We need to understand that it is a defiance of God's creative order that we see taking place. Jim, thank you so much for your call. I believe we have Susan on the line. Susan, go ahead with your question or comment, please.
Yes, my question was about where are the feminists? I mean, the problem is that the feminists made it so hard for men to be men, and outlawing masculinity that young men don't want to be men anymore because men are considered to be weak. And they made a white male the evil. And so now they don't want to be a white male anymore. They want to be something else. And it seems like most of the trans people are white male. So it's we need our men and our women to stand up. I mean, women need to be women and men need to be men. And we just can't keep going this way. I don't understand this whole trans movement. It just came out of nowhere in the last 5 years.
Susan, you're right. If you'll hang on a moment, I'll ask Congressman Hill to respond to your insight of your statement.
Well, I appreciate Susan calling in with her statement. And the only part where I would correct her is this movement is not recent. It's been around for some time. It's just become more mainstream because of who we see is in charge of our nation right now. This leftist installed cabal that we see, this amoral, irreligious group that has been installed, that has taken over with the full consent of our media. And the reason why I say it's not something new, it's been going on for some time, is because we see it prevalent now in our institutions of so-called higher learning, where they fully embrace it also. And that's been going on for decades. And so what we are seeing now is a manifestation of their evil thoughts, of their evil fruits, and it is even starting to backfire on them. As you say, they wailed about toxic masculinity, and so now these men are thinking that they can turn into women, and there's no satisfaction in that. It is destroying what they even thought was going to happen. What they thought they were going to do was to make men more docile, milquetoast, so that then they cannot perform their roles, and instead they have men who want to perform the women's role. It is backfiring on them, and that is what evil will always do. It is never a good end to evil. It will always cause destruction.
Yes, well stated, Congressman. And Susan, let me say this before we let you go. I have a book in my library. I've got about 13,000 volumes in my library. I'm thankful for books enjoy reading and research. One of the books happens to be entitled The Homosexual Network, published 1978. And in The Homosexual Network, 650 pages, they outline very succinctly and very clearly the ultimate goal is to defy the church, to defy God, and break down the wall and force the church to embrace and to celebrate their lifestyle. We're watching the end game taking place today. We're watching the results of what has been happening for all of these years, decades, as the congressman said a moment ago, and we're watching the end result of it. So it's not new. We're watching the culmination after we have a person that's in the Oval Office that is immoral, ungodly, unholy, illegally seated in the Oval Office, and yet you're not supposed to say that because that's disinformation and misinformation that right now the government says is illegal, and they're prosecuting Christians, conservatives, and patriots if you make statements like that because it's not supposed to be apropos to the goal of what is taking place to undermine and destroy America. Susan, thank you so much for your call today. God bless you, and we need to keep looking up in the realization and recognition that God calls us as Christians to be salt and light in a decaying, darkened society in which we're living in. Congressman, when I think of what we have discussed in the conversation thus far, we need to think about where we're headed as a nation and as Christians to stand up, speak up, be heard, be seen. I'm thankful that we see in the Florida Senate, Senate Bill 1438, I don't know if you're familiar with it or not, introduced by Senator Clay Yarbrough, and if passed, and it's on the fast track for passing, if passed and signed by the governor, and the governor's already said he will sign it, it will make it illegal in the state of Florida for the sodomite drag queen shows to have any child present. Are you familiar with that, and what are your thoughts?
I am familiar with that, and I applaud Senator Clay Yarbrough. He's a friend of mine, for introducing that bill, and the other members of the Republican Party who are supporting and getting this bill passed. What is amazing to me, Dr. Yarbrough, is something that is as common sense as this is, that one, we would need a law to pass it to stop it from happening, and number two, that Democrats will vote against it almost unanimously. It is amazing to me that we have this Democrat Party that has been hijacked by radical leftists, not just at the federal level, but at the state level, at the county level, and at the city level. But I am proud of Representative Yarbrough, I'm sorry, Senator Yarbrough, for introducing that legislation. And there's other legislation that is moving in the Florida legislature right now, such as the 6-week bill that's making it illegal to murder a baby in the womb after 6 weeks. And they're calling it the heartbeat bill. It's not quite a heartbeat bill, but it is a huge step in the right direction. It looks like that's going to pass, again, only with Republican support. Democrats vote against murdering a baby in the womb. It's unbelievable.
Absolutely. And one of the things that we see taking place with that, and by the way, for our listeners' edification, you introduced the heartbeat bill in 2019, and it wasn't even allowed to go to committee, didn't get traction. And so I felt then that it should have been passed, and I'm thankful that something at least close to that is being considered and on the fast track for passing today. But one of the things that perhaps you're familiar with and others may also, may not be, and that is the past five mass shooting meaning 2, 3, 4, 5, more than one being shot, all of them have been by anguished, angry, dysphoric, quote, trans LGBTQ agenda advocates. In fact, the Nashville shooting was by an aggravated-minded, demonically minded individual that was a trans, as they call themselves, and she, he, shim, whatever you want to call the pronoun, the individual doing the shooting, I believe wanted to get one step ahead, because what I think is taking place today that we continue to see with these shootings, I think we're watching what had already gotten major traction across the nation, was called the LGBTQ Trans Day of Vengeance. The Trans Day of Vengeance, which is supposed to be 2 days, March 31st and April the 1st. And I think it's continuing, because these are the ones that are angry because they've not been embraced, fully accepted, and rejected. And as a result of that, they're angry and wanting to kill everybody that's in their the sights of their weapon. I'm looking at an article that says, trans abortion activists looking at zero jail time after attacking a church and assaulting the members. The Department of Justice is offering no jail time for a transgender activist who vandalized a church and assaulted the women after the Supreme Court overturned Roe versus Wade. It goes on to talk about what had happened in a Catholic church in Bellevue, Washington, past several months. And yet the DOJ is not providing or seeking any jail time for that individual that did the assault and the destruction of property in the church. We have a mindset today that says that that's okay, and if you're not in that same mindset, then there's something wrong with you. Congressman, switching gears for just a moment, it's been on top of the news on most of the networks about the revelation of the top secret documents from the Pentagon being released. What are your thoughts on that? What's the motivation? Who could we say would be the activists behind that, and why would they want to do it?
Look, Dr. Youngblood, I heard, I think just this morning, that they have identified a suspect who did release those top secret documents. And usually what we see in the past, whenever there are those who are traitors, who are treasonous to our nation and will release secrets, it's always about money. They have been offered a huge sum of money, and our enemies know that. They know human nature and how it can be compromised with the love of mammon. And so they will offer them large sums of money, and people will fall for it, thinking that they won't get caught. And the fact is, a lot of the times, they don't get caught. But this individual has been identified. But what I think, Dr. Youngblood, is that if we dig even deeper, that this individual is going to be a part of this whole leftist agenda, this whole leftist cabal that wants to bring down this nation. That this is not some lone wolf acting on their own. This is all a part of, this is my opinion, the Obama-Biden cabal, which is doing its best to fundamentally change our nation for the worst. And we're seeing it on all fronts. We're seeing it in our military, where they declare that the highest priority is diversity, equity, and inclusion, and climate change, instead of their oath of office to defend this nation. We see it at our southern borders, which are wide open, allowing people to just come in and bring crime and drugs and diseases with them. And we're seeing it in our economic system, banks collapsing. We see inflation just being rampant. And it's all being done by this leftist cabal who call themselves the Biden administration. They're evil. I recently saw a video, Dr. Youngblood, of a gentleman named Jonathan Kahn, who said, what on earth is going on? It seems insane what is happening right now in our nation and around the world. And he offered this explanation, and it's biblical. He said, where Jesus made the statement that here is someone who has accepted God, that they've become clean, all demons have been removed from them, but then when they no longer adhere to the word of God, they no longer accept God, that the demons see their situation if they have been swept clean, and they come back to it with sevenfold demons, and they were worse off than they were before. Our nation was founded on Christian principles. We accepted God as our God. In God we trust. This nation was founded on Christian principles. We have now gotten to the point where, and God blessed this nation. God shed his grace and mercy on this nation to the point where we grew and prospered like no other nation ever has, to the point where we can feed almost the entire earth with what is just coming from this nation. And now our leadership have turned their back on this nation, on God. They've turned their back on God. And so what we see is a house that has been swept clean, and now demons are coming in force, making it worse than what it was before. And we're seeing it in all levels, all around our nation right now, this demonic attack, Dr. Youngblood. And the only thing that's going to save us, can America survive, was your question at the very beginning, Dr. Youngblood. The only thing that will save us is if we repent and turn yes. back to God. Absolutely. That we call upon the name of Jesus for his mercy, grace, and our salvation. The church must stand up and do that because the world will not.
Absolutely. Congressman, I've got some insightful thoughts that I believe I'll kind of summarize and then postulate a question. We're watching Israel in the midst of battle from all sides. We're watching coming out of Lebanon, out of Gaza, out of Syria, out of and all of this promulgated out of Iran. We're watching today with China about to invade Taiwan. We're watching the potentiality of major war exponentially expanding as a result of the Ukrainian-Russian war. We're fighting that war today. It was just discovered that we have special forces in the embassy there in Kiev. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, they said 100 special forces. And, of course, then the explanation was that they're not on the battlefield. They're just giving advice. But all of this time we've been told we don't have any Americans there. We're watching China on the march for world domination. The question that I pose to you that I would respect your insight and response to it. Will America support Taiwan when China attacks? Number two, will America support Israel when there's an open attack out of Iran, which is being done by proxy today? Will we support Taiwan and Iran, Israel? Will we stand by them, or will we simply allow China to take over and Russia to take over? But what is the future for America in that vein? What are your thoughts on that question?
Dr. Youngblood, I can say this assuredly with this current administration in office, they will not support Israel. They simply will not. Obama made that very clear, and he tried his best to make sure that Benjamin Netanyahu was not reelected prime minister, and he was successful initially, but now Netanyahu has come back. But they fought to try and not get him elected. They tried to cheat in that election also. This administration, which is led by the leftists, by the globalists, will not support Israel. I'm pretty assured about that. What they will do with Taiwan, they say that they're going to support Taiwan, and perhaps they should. I don't know. We shouldn't even be involved in all these international conflicts. Our founding fathers made that clear, that we should be friends with all, but get entangled in conflicts with none. And they were wise in that statement. But with this administration and our military, which actually has been weakened intentionally right now, I'm not sure they have the wherewithal to try and protect Taiwan and fight China. The most they can do is perhaps provide arms and some supplies. But, you know, we see this, what's happening in Ukraine. You'll recall this, Dr. Youngblood, with the Vietnam conflict. They yes. said the same thing. That we weren't involved in that when we had advisors and troops on the ground the whole time, and now we're seeing it happening again. Our military right now is not in a position to try and fight a war with China. because of what Obama and the Biden administration have done to our great military might.
Absolutely. And when we see what has recently happened with the leaking of these Pentagon documents, according to an article that I have just recently read, this article says that it reveals our national security secrets regarding Ukraine, Russia, Asia, the Middle East, as well as details about the U.S. espionage methods and country spying on adversaries and allies. The Pentagon has confirmed the leak's authenticity, while the documents have been circulating online for more than a month. In fact, the one that claims to be the originator of that, of the leaked documents, I think is bragging behind the scenes. They had his voice shrouded, and the one speaking for him, I think it was, he started producing these documents, publishing that is online, about 6 months ago. It's just now come to fruition that it's being noticed by our security agents, by our Pentagon, and by our CIA and others. And I find it egregious that we did not know that for 6 months, that it's being out. It's made South Korea angry with us because South Koreans now found out that we've been spying on them. It's made Russia even more aggressive because they discovered that we have embedded secret intelligence in their operation in Russia. So with all of this being said, we're watching biblical prophecy looming to the forefront. We're watching the hand of God as the word of God is leaping out on the front pages of our news media. So with that being said, Congressman, what would be your recommendation, your words of advice, your scriptural admonition for the listeners today that are conservatives, that are Christians, or just are listening, seeking advice and recommendation?
But Dr. Youngblood, I would try to imagine that there was a group of people, perhaps in a stadium, perhaps at on a side of a mountain in an amphitheater, and there was Jesus standing before them. What would be some of the words that would come out of his mouth? And we don't have to guess. We saw it so many times. One of the first words out of his mouth would be, "Don't be afraid."
Yes.
Don't be afraid. You trust in God, trust also in me. He is faithful. And despite everything that we see going on around us, if you look at the nation Israel at the time Jesus was born, it was in total chaos. Here we had, they were being led by Herod and Pontius Pilate and a group of religious leaders that were apostate, that had denied the living God to the point where they declared Caesar is our king. In other words, that's who we worship. We don't worship
yes.
God. It was a complete upside-down world, apostate world. And what did Jesus say? Don't be afraid.
Absolutely.
So I would encourage your listeners today, don't be afraid. As you say, Dr. Youngblood, look up. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Keep
Absolutely.
Your faith in the Lord God Almighty.
Absolutely.
He is faithful to preserve his righteous.
Yes. Congressman Hill, thank you so much for joining us today. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on Let's Face the Issues. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
President of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly 9 to 10.